T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris in Hohokus, what's up, Chris?
Hey, you know, Mike, a question I had on the Astros. Why not strip them of the 2017 World Series?
I don't think anybody would ever take it to that magnitude, because I think the crime actually is worse. I think the idea of how they committed the crime is actually worse than the crime. See, I think the crime itself is one that baseball is very used to, stealing signs. What they cannot tolerate is the use of surveillance equipment being planted, which is against everything, the spirit, the letter, the interpretation of any laws. You cannot have that. So, that's why I don't think anybody believes what they did completely changed any outcomes, but they just cannot go about it the way they did and get away with it. That's all.
You don't think that punishment fits that crime?
No, take away the championship. No, no, I do not. I don't think that would ever happen. I don't think that. You know, when they found it, when they caught the Patriots, they never contemplated taking away the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but this is pervasive throughout the playoffs.
Oh, what do you mean this was? How do you know these guys might have known the whole thing of what the guys were going to do in the Super Bowl game? I mean, they might have known exactly what was going on in the whole Super Bowl game.
But they didn't have the proof like they have.
Well, they did too. They had the guy. They knew the guy was at the Saturday walkthrough. They know he was there. I mean, and you know, so they, listen. The bottom line is the surveillance equipment here. And the idea that it was so blatantly, openly talked about inside the organization shows it's pervasive. It's going to be bad. But no, do I think they would take away their, what you asked, I think they'd take away a title? Absolutely not. I wouldn't even think that was even remotely possible. But I think you could be hitting them pretty hard. I think, and especially if the owner knew, I think it's even harder. Because if it went to the top and he condoned it, then I think it's really, really on such a level that it's very, then it just completely goes through the entire organization needs to be completely, you know, attacked from top to bottom by the commissioner. Mike and Glen Cove, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. Mike from Glen Cove. The one thing I was wondering is, baseball is a small community, is when the Mets were interviewing Beltran, who I agreed was a great hire, shouldn't they have vetted him to know what he knew about what was going on with the sign stealing back then? Because I'm sure there were whispers before this whole story broke. And shouldn't they have known where he was in the process? And I know that he was only a player and not a manager or anything, but if he contributed to, oh, here's how we communicate it, because he's such a smart baseball guy, that should have been known before they made the hire.
I don't see he has no authority. If he had authority with the Astros, absolutely. He had no authority. He was a player. He had no authority. Every player, I guarantee you, at some point was involved with the sign stealing in some way. I would think if it was going on as long as they say it was going on, I would think every player was involved. You can't blame the players for being involved. They are not in charge. So any player on any team would be involved. If the coach or the manager gives you information, you're going to take it. You're not going to turn down the information from your own team. That's all there is to it. So he has no liability in this whole thing because of the fact that he wasn't in charge. If he was in charge, then I think it's a completely different deal. But he wasn't in charge. If he was a manager, absolutely. If he's a manager and he was your manager now, you'd be embarrassed. But he wasn't the manager. He was a player. And as a player, he doesn't have any authority other than being a player. So there's no player in baseball who, if that team was involved in that, would have turned it down. They all would have been involved. First of all, sign stealing to them is very natural to all teams. Secondly, I doubt you'd have a player say, "Oh, I'm not down on them using the surveillance equipment, so I'm going to turn everybody in." And that's not going to happen. Josh in Belmore, what's up, Josh?
Isn't that essentially what Mike Fiers did, though, by reporting
the scandal? That's different. He's not on the team anymore.
Okay.
That's a whole different deal when he's not on the team anymore. And if he had turned him in when he was there, that would be a different tune. He didn't do that, did he?
No.
How come? If it bothered him so much, how come he didn't turn him in when he was there?
For the reasons you just stated, because he's on the team.
So it's a whole different code. It's a whole different code that they live by. So that's why you don't blame the players.
So now the New York Post is reporting that some scouts and executives are stating that it's possible the Astros were using vibrating bandages to relay what pitches were coming. So now these accusations are getting wilder and more creative. And I mean, with the technology today, it's not that outlandish, but it sounds so bizarre that they take it to these lengths, if that's true.
Yeah, I think what we're hearing now is like over the top stuff. The bottom line to me is, did they put surveillance equipment, illegally install surveillance equipment in the stadium? If they did, and it was completely known by everybody in that organization is going to feel the wrath of the commissioner like they have no idea.
I think
that should be the case.
If we see a drop-off in their performance, the Astros, and they don't win 100 games this season, you think everyone's going to jump right to, oh, they're only as good as their cheating went?
No, I don't believe that. I think they're too good a team. It's funny, I saw them hitting the heck out of the ball at Yankee Stadium. You know, didn't they come to Yankee Stadium and win games?
They definitely did.
Yeah, so and hit 3-run home runs. I mean, to me, you know me, I'm not that big a deal with the sign stealing, but I don't condone them installing cameras, obviously. So you know that you can't take it to that level. That's all there is to it. Now, I want to know if I'm the commission, I need to know this. Is the owner involved? Did the owner condone this? It matters to me. It would matter to me as commissioner if the owner condoned it. It really would. I want to know that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.